All right. Hello, friends. Welcome back. My name is Octavia, and this is the Planet Medicine podcast. I am so excited to be with you today with my good friend Leyland. And we're here to have an in-depth and joyful conversation about the magic of living water. I was so lucky to meet Leyland. And his wife, Malia, who I met initially. We were working at the school together at an elementary school in Hawaii. And we happened to, I was supervising on a field trip. And Malia and I got to have a conversation and really nerd out about water, which was so exciting for me because it's been a big journey for me. And I'm just so delighted to be having this conversation with Leyland, because ever since that introduction, these folks have felt like family to me. And so I'm excited to dive into this conversation and to introduce Leyland as someone who's sincerely changed my life. So Leyland, thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure meeting you and being a part of your life as well. I feel like you're a really awesome person.
Thanks so much. So I just wanted to like jump right in, and because I feel like one reason I wanted to have you on the podcast is because you have such a sort of encyclopedic understanding of water, but it's delivered in a way that's really easy to understand. So is there anything that you just want to kick off with, just to start off about how you came to this water, Kangen water, and like what prompted you to start this journey?
Gosh, it was about a year and a half ago, back in January 2022. That I got a freak, just mind-blowing event happened. I came home and my wife asked me to feel her chest, and on her breast she had a lump, and I immediately knew something was wrong. And what immediately went through my mind was not only that we need to get this taken care of as fast as possible, but we need to try and figure out how to get rid of it. And I had the gut feeling that it was cancer. I didn't know for sure, but I had a feeling. And I've known about alkaline water actually for about 10 years. Got introduced to it back when I was, actually in California helping out a friend, and he had a machine. And he had me try the water for about a month while I was working with him. And I really noticed a big difference. Felt like I lost a lot of weight that I didn't probably need to lose, but it was gut weight. It was a lot of, the junk stuff in your intestines that I flushed out, and lost about 5 or 10 pounds of just unhealthy weight. Anyway, never looked back at it until 2022, when my wife had this lump in her breast, and I immediately thought alkaline water is what she needs, because cancer, as far as I was told, can't survive in an alkaline state.
Right.
So I immediately said, we need to get your body to an alkaline state so that cancer cannot survive.
Yeah, beautiful. That's awesome. Yeah, and that really resonates. I had a similar, lesson around alkalinity in my own health journey that I've been on too. And really, I mean, that's what so much of it comes back to, is that disease and any sort of imbalance, illness or injury can heal more quickly, more easily, when there is an alkaline environment, right? That it's in.
Right.
This is pretty fundamental. in a biological sense. So that's great that you were able to like instantly kind of go there. Was there anything that led you to that, like understanding of alkalinity?
As far as the alkalinity part, I didn't really understand the science behind it. I just knew that from what I had heard and read, that cancer survives in an acidic state.
Okay.
And everything we do in our life is acidic. The air we That's breathe right. is acidic. The food we eat is acidic. The water we drink is acidic. So to get into an alkaline state, you have to consume alkaline water or alkaline food.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of alkaline food out there that most of us are consuming. So it is tricky. Basically, it's become a lifestyle change for me and my wife and my family. Really have had to make some major changes. We immediately cut sugar out of our diet as much as possible.
Yeah.
Which is probably the hardest thing that I've had Absolutely. To do. I mean, I still eat sugar every day, but I try and consume it on a lesser level than previous. I mean, even fruits that we eat that are, you know, you get up in the morning, you eat an orange or a cantaloupe or watermelon, it has sugar in it. The difference is, rather than sucrose, it's glucose.
Yeah.
Or glucose versus sucrose, excuse me.
Yeah.
And the glucose and sucrose are totally different sweeteners. One's good for you, one's bad for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's just a matter of making that, you know, more readily available in your own daily life. And you know, it's a hard change. It's been a year and a half now, and I'm still adjusting to it. It's not something that happened overnight.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I think that I would imagine you probably feel better though, right?
Absolutely.
Those changes. So that's like the rewarding part of it. Yeah, like you make the sacrifices and then it's like, oh, I actually feel better.
You know, it's funny you say that because I didn't really think about it, but I haven't really had any arthritic types of pains in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of that previous to that. My joints would be stiff and tight, and I'd wake up in the morning a little stiff and need to stretch, and especially after work. I'd come home and have to stretch for half an hour just so I can go to bed. I feel like in the last year and a half, I've not done any of that. I have to say it's got to be something to do with the water.
Absolutely. And again, it's going back to that alkalinity and just the fact that when, you know, I was introduced to the concept of alkalinity through a healer that I found, a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, who also he was a bit integrative and had a degree in chiropractic and nutrition. So he, when I had a back injury and I couldn't walk for several months, and he was the one who kind of got me back on my feet and got me into alkalinizing my system because I was in sort of a non-recovery from this back injury. And he was a true healer. And but he had this way of explaining it, like, you know, each organ, each joint, each part of the body is a place where water needs to reach, like hydration needs to reach. And Absolutely. He used to explain it like it's like when a river dries up and can't reach a place, then there becomes problems in that place when the river isn't able to access it. And it's the same in the body, that if we can't get hydration, if we can't get nutrients and everything that comes with water into our systems, and that's when they start to break down. I just wanted to mention him because that was just, I hear his voice in my head all the time, like fondly. But it's just how these things come to us in life, and they kind of build on themselves. It's like you said, you had a friend who had a machine and you used it and it was like, oh, I kind of feel good. You know, it's like these paths to healing and to feeling better proactively, like they kind of come to us and then the curiosity happens. And then later it's like, oh, I could really use that.
Right. It's interesting you mention that, because, you know, my friend Mikkel, who introduced me to it 10 plus years ago now, he's an older gentleman. He's in his late 60s now. And one of my good friend's parents, actually. And I was up in California helping him farm. And he had previously, moving to California, he used to live here on Kauai. And he fell into the dump while he was taking trash to the dump. He fell about 15, 20 feet down into the dump receptacle. And broke his back and several ribs and multiple other bones throughout his body. It was a pretty life-threatening accident. He wasn't sure if he was ever going to be the same again. And I'm pretty sure that's when he got involved in the alkaline water.
Yeah.
And it's totally changed his life. He's walking again. He's totally one of the healthiest men I know, and at his age, it's a remarkable thing to say. He's very, very healthy for 60 plus year old gentleman.
He
gets up in the morning at 7 a.m. and goes to like 8 or 9 o'clock every day, hard, like full on. But I have a hard time keeping up with him. He's an amazing man.
It's funny you say that, because whenever I was around you and Malia, I was always looking at you guys like, you guys have so much energy. Like, I feel like you guys just, I don't know, I always had that sense. And now I'm starting to feel that more in myself now that I've got a machine and I've been drinking the water for a few months. I do notice, I'm like, wow, I'm still going. Like, I still have juice, you know, bandwidth. Right. To deal with stuff and to, you know, when I usually like later in the day or at night in the evenings when I'm kind of winding down, like I'm like, I could just, you know, do a few more things. So it's interesting the subtle ways that, like you said, like not having those aches and pains and not having, you know, it's a subtle but big thing at the same time to notice those changes. So
yeah, I feel like I didn't feel any drastic change like overnight or anything. It's definitely been a little bit of a process, but like I said, I didn't really think about the fact that I wasn't stretching anymore. I wasn't having those aches and pains until I actually went, wait a minute, it's been a while, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That moment of like, wait, this is different.
and I haven't done anything different other than change the water in my life. So
very cool. So how would you say having this water, I know that it's an investment, obviously, and I know for myself, like I've really changed the way that I've thought about a lot of things, right? I mean, you spoke about the gentleman, you know, who fell, had that bad injury and then had to recover. And it's like, I see this so much in the realms of, you know, when I was teaching yoga, people coming to yoga from a place of injury, it's like people coming for astrology readings. It's like something's happened in their life and they're trying to make sense of it and needing some kind of, you know, guidance or just a place to reflect on the experience so they can move through it. And I feel like it's similar with this water. It's like, you know, a lot of times, you know, unfortunately, things have to come to like a boiling point for us to realize that we need something else. Like that there's some other, you know, resource that's going to help us move through life a bit more easily and to enjoy and have a better life, really. And so.
Absolutely.
You know, I just, to any listeners, I just wanted to kind of name that there is the potential in this machine to proactively, in this having this water, having access to it, to prevent that moment from happening, like to prevent. And that's something I think about a lot myself with having this machine now, is like, wow, that's like, I know drinking this water is keeping me healthy moving forward. Has your experience been similar in that way?
Absolutely. And it almost makes me want to cry when I think about it.
Yeah.
Because I really wish I would have bought one of these machines 10 years ago when my friend showed me. I feel like my wife would have never gotten cancer.
Yeah.
I had gotten this water in her life sooner.
Yeah.
It's absolutely something that I think about all the time, is that, you know, I could have prevented this from happening. Now that I know.
Yeah.
If I had known, I would have done this long time ago. And, you know, the money that's involved in this, to get involved with drinking this water, it seems like a lot for some people.
Yeah.
It also seems like a drop in the bucket to others. Yeah. So, you know, when you think about the medical costs that I've had to endure the last couple of years, this machine was nothing.
Yeah.
But I wish I would have bought one long, long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing that, Leyland. And I hear you. And I just think that you and Malia have such a resilient spirit. And just like the gentleman you spoke about who had that injury and bounced back, you know, there's so much potential here for healing. And yeah, I mean, I hear you, and I can't imagine what that must be like, but I do trust in the timing of things. And I, you know, I'm sure you've done everything that you could.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't like to live in regret, you know, you can't do that. All you can live is in the present. And, you know, that's what the present is. It's a present, you know,
yeah.
It's a gift.
That's right. I saw an old friend of mine here and reconnected and met her husband. And they're retired, and we had a really fun visit. And her husband, Peter, if you're listening to this, hi, was so wonderful to meet, because he said he wanted to live to be, I think, over 100. I can't remember. He had a very specific number.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just so delightful to listen to. And so he was saying to me that he likes to, I don't think, Peter, if you're listening, I think I'm fairly confident that you'd be okay with me disclosing this, but that he just likes to have things in his life to support that goal, you know. He and his right. wife like to travel, you know, they've got an RV, and, you know, they just like to kind of drive around and see folks. And so we were talking about the water in that context, you know, and I said, you know, I think this would really support your goal of living over 100. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know,
that's something I would definitely look forward to one day. You know, getting to travel around the country in an RV. That sounds like a blast.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's just so many ways to come at this and to think about it. And I know that you guys obviously have kids, so that's another dimension to this, you know. It's like bringing the water into your family. Like, what have you noticed, like, changes in your kids or anything different, like, that they've kind of reflected back since having the water?
You know, I'm not real sure if I've seen much difference in my children.
Right.
You know, most children don't have any health issues.
Yeah, right. Of course.
You know, for the most part, children are lively and healthy, and they're,
that's,
you know,
right.
They're not having the problems that most adults are having.
Yeah.
But, you know, my 9-year-old son is autistic, and I do feel like it has helped him a little bit. He has been a little more verbal
yeah,
since cool. we've been using the water. He was very nonverbal. He'll speak occasionally, but
yeah,
very rare. And I feel like since drinking the water, he has become more verbal.
Wow, that's amazing.
Comes up and requests for things and uses his, you know, those questions really make a big difference in our life, because then I don't have to guess what it is he wants.
Of course.
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. I can't imagine. Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything that you want to share around the experience you've had with sharing the water with other people? Like, I know that you've been a little further down the track and, shared this experience and this lifestyle change with more people than I have. Are there any things that you'd like to share around that, like experiences you've had or feedback from other folks?
As far as helping others get involved with the water, I've definitely done that quite a lot in the last year. You being one of them, very grateful for that, because I know that, you know, you've had some health issues yourself.
Yeah.
In the past. And that's really where I'm trying to target, is people that need help.
Yeah.
That are having health issues. I mean, obviously I believe everyone should have the best water, because everyone drinks water.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, not everyone can afford to drink the best water possible, or even have, you know, the opportunity or the resources to.
Of course.
Unfortunately, but I feel like that's something that everyone should be able to do.
Yeah.
And with the way that the world's going and all the pollution in the world, it's not getting any easier or better.
Yeah.
To access clean living water.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lucky enough to live in one of the few places in the world that has natural spring water bubbling up in your backyard, and you have alkaline water for free, you know, great, drink it. That's, you know, I would do the same if I had it bubbling up in my backyard or in somewhere in my neighborhood. I would totally go source it there.
Mm.
But we don't have that opportunity. You know, 99.9% of us don't get that. So
that's right.
You know, there's a lot of people out there like, well, I have a spring and I can go, well, great, that's awesome. Yeah. But not everybody does.
Yeah, that's right.
And alkaline water is structured differently than most water.
Mm-hmm.
It's micro clustered, so it's, you know, 10 times smaller water structure than normal tap water. So it's going to be absorbed by your body that much easier. You know, that the water molecules are smaller, they absorb the cellular walls that much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absorbing the water on a cellular level, whereas regular water is not doing that for you.
So
that's the difference. That's really the difference with alkaline water, that I feel like when I try and drink about a gallon a day, and I don't ever feel bloated. I don't know if you've noticed that, but
I actually, now that you say that,
previous to drinking this water, I drink a couple of glasses of water and my stomach would feel bloated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'd go, you know, do a couple of jumping jacks and you can hear and feel the water shaking around in your belly and like, totally. Oh my God, like, you know, with this, I can drink a huge glass of water and do jumping jacks and you don't feel anything gurgling around in your stomach. The reason being is that the water is instantaneously absorbed throughout your whole body, not just your stomach.
Yeah.
And your brain is the first place it goes. Within 30 seconds of you drinking this water, it's absorbing into your brain.
Yeah.
So if you're highly dehydrated, this is the best thing you could do for your body, is drink living water.
Yeah. Yeah, that I certainly noticed that. When I first drank it, like, that I felt so much clearer mentally.
Right.
Just to get into a little bit of my story, my background, just for the listeners to have a bit of context. my family, my grandfather built a racetrack in Georgia, and my family ran it for years. And all of the gasoline was leaded up until the early 80s.
So it was like a motorbike track, or like
it was a car racing track, a dirt track.
Okay.
And he built race cars. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it was. But there was a huge lead exposure to everyone because of it. And he built race cars and, you know, soaked all the parts in gasoline, which makes a brilliant degreaser.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, it also is the most absorbable form of lead. And with heavy metals, they stick around for thousands of years in the ground, and they are passed on. So I had a big heavy metal inheritance that I received. And three years back, basically what that means, and the way in which I figured this out was through genetic testing, which showed that I had a very weakened defense against certain toxins. And so it's really reshaped my life, because I've chosen to what started out as a detox became kind of long-term sustainable purification of my systems, because they eventually became so overwhelmed by the accumulation and the on top of the inheritance that the lights were kind of going out for me. And I was lucky enough to find a specialist who helped me through it, but water has been a huge part of the whole process for me. I mentioned a back injury earlier, non-recovery, like that was part of it. But that being said, what you're talking about with the getting the molecular sort of hydration into on a cellular level has been huge for me, because one of my biggest challenges is being able to absorb things. Like a lot of my systems are so maxed out from dealing with the heavy metals and being infiltrated by them that it can be hard for my body to absorb nutrients. So
absolutely,
as soon as I had the water, I was just like, oh my God, this is the thing I've been needing. I was just able to feel it. And ever since then, it's just been just an absolute godsend, being able to feel that level of absorption of things coming in.
Right. Yeah. When my wife came home and mentioned that she had talked to you about this and said that she shared the water with you and you felt a difference right away, I was shocked. I was kind of like, what? Like,
yeah,
that's crazy, because I don't feel anything, right away. Like, it took me months to feel any differences. So yeah, the fact that you felt something right away was shocking to me. And it told me that you obviously needed it.
Yeah.
And that your body was sensitive enough to what you do put into your body that you were able to recognize it right away.
And yeah.
So that was something that, really excited me and made me really want to help you get this machine, because it was so inspiring to hear that you felt it right away.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was, I was in really rough shape, to be honest. And, it's just something I've taken on board and accepted. I didn't think I would survive. The detox was very, very intense. It was during the pandemic and I did it alone. And every day it was just kind of like, okay, I'll just see if, I was okay with it. I was actually thrilled that I finally knew what was going on.
Right.
Because it took years and years of other issues and being told there's nothing wrong with you. And like, we don't know. And which I think is quite common. I think a lot of people have stuff going on with them, and they go to specialists and doctors and they're like, there's nothing wrong with you, or it's all in your head. I got plenty of that. You know, you're making it up, that sort of thing. And so to finally find someone who was able to do the testing and to tell me, hey, this is actually what's going on with you, was absolutely a miracle, like, an answer.
You said that was through a genetic testing?
Yeah, well, initially it was through, like, the way that I found out was I was having like some pain in my mouth. So I went to the dentist and I got really sick afterward. And so I went to an integrative office, and I called them and I said, I just need to see, because someone had given me this doctor's name. They were like, oh, we can get you a naturopath. And I was like, yeah, I don't really need the whole naturopath. I don't want them looking at my life story. Like, I want to talk to this guy and just have an appointment with this doctor. So anyway, they ended up letting me do that. And then he referred me to a holistic dentist. And that was, and between the two of them, they kind of said, this seems like, because the holistic dentist dealt with people who had had heavy metal exposure.
Okay.
With like amalgam fillings.
I was going to say the mercury fillings, yeah.
That's right. So the mercury fillings are, if for what it's worth, never get a mercury filling. If you have one, get it removed. Like, they leach. Absolutely. Forever. They expand and contract, and they will crack your teeth. And that leaching of mercury will go directly into your bloodstream, and it doesn't leave. He was quite knowledgeable. And then he said, I think you should get tested. If you, think that might be what's going on. And I did a hair mineral test, which is a really interesting, it's kind of like looking at rings on a tree. You can look at what's in your system, and it's, some people say it's a bit controversial, but it will definitely show you what's in your system. And I had everything through the roof. So I had aluminum, lead, mercury, nickel, cadmium, arsenic, everything.
Wow. Was just like every metal you could think of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. And
so when I saw that, I was like, oh my God.
And that's scary. And then for the most part, I've always felt like some minerals and metals in your body are good for you, but not in a major state. Like, a little bit is okay, but not too much.
For sure. Yeah, like things like lithium, we need a bit of that. It's just the heavy
charge your batteries.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got to keep our batteries charged. It's funny too, like, I've heard of communities, they've done studies on communities where they have spring water with trace amounts of lithium, and because they use lithium drugs, right, as antipsychotics. But these communities that have water, access to water with just natural trace elements of lithium, have a lower violent crime rate than other places. So yeah, to your point, we do need some of these things in certain amounts, but it's very tricky. If things get beyond that, it can be poisonous. It's a fine line.
Yeah, it's very interesting to think about heavy metals and how they can affect your body.
Yeah,
I always thought the word heavy metals seemed weird, because when you eat it, it's not heavy, or when you're consuming them, but they're heavier than the molecules that you're supposed to be putting in your body.
Yeah, they are. They're heavy, and they don't leave. Like, they don't, they stay in the ground for like I was saying, thousands of years, they didn't really go anywhere. Like that's the issue. Like they don't decompose, and they also, a lot of them can they're transition metals, so they can merge with other elements and shift, and that's how they have longevity as well. And they trick the
morph.
Yeah, and they trick the body into thinking that they are actually other chemicals or other molecularly, like lead is very similar, for instance, as calcium. So a lot of people, if they've had lead exposure, have lead in their bones. That's where it ends up getting stored, because the body thinks it's calcium.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if I injected you with lead today, and then you got your blood drawn tomorrow, you probably wouldn't have any in your blood, because your body would send it to your bones.
Straight to the bones. Yep.
Because it thinks it's calcium. But with kids with a younger exposure, it gets stored more so in the brain, in the lungs and nervous system.
Which is why it's different for everyone.
And it's exactly, yeah, which is why. I think for me, knowing that I had an early exposure, I had a lot of really intense asthma issues growing up. I was in the hospital a lot. And then, you know, because the bones calcify in, I think, the early 20s, and around, yeah, my mid-20s is when I started having back issues.
Right.
And so it's interesting, like, and I'm sure that was when it moved, you know, and it mobilizes and moves at different points. And anyway, it's been a big journey, and I've learned a lot. But this water has really, it's just made such a difference. I mean, lead also goes through the blood-brain barrier for everyone. So, you know, being sober and being eating clean for the last 3 years is actually like the most trippy thing I've ever done.
Absolutely.
If you've had this experience with, you know, like eating really clean and drinking good water, is like you actually feel everything.
Absolutely. You know, I mentioning that I did a master cleanse a while back, and about to do one again here soon. But every time I do it, I feel totally recharged. It's something I feel everyone should probably do at some point.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it gets your blood back to the normal state where it's supposed to be. The blood's flowing properly. You're just getting all those heavy metals and toxins out of your body by detoxing for a number of days. I usually do it for about 10 to 14 days. And a lot of people freak out when you tell them they need to fast for that long. Like,
yeah.
You know, even for myself, when I first thought about it, I was like, what? Like, I can't even go 24 hours without eating. I'll literally die. Like,
yeah, you seem like you have a fast metabolism.
I have a very fast metabolism. So thinking about going more than a day without eating, I was like, I'm just going to shrivel up and die.
Like, I'm with you.
There's no way I can do that. Totally. But, you know, actually, after 10 days of doing it, you know, I felt like I could have kept doing it for the rest of my life. I felt like I didn't need to stop.
Yeah, cool.
The first few days were the hardest, trying to do a cleanse, because your body's detoxing, your brain's going through all these issues.
Yeah.
It was, you know, a lot of praying, trying to, you know, keep me strong through this. Don't let me eat, because I know I can't. You know, so I did pray. And, you know, prayer seemed to help. But at the same time, the master cleanse was one of the most amazing things I try and do. And I feel like everyone should do that too. You know, alkaline water is great, but doing a master cleanse and not eating for, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks can make a big difference in your gut.
Yeah.
Realigns your whole body.
That's right. Yeah, and it does become a bit of a spiritual experience. I mean, because you can feel you enter another state that is a bit closer to, I don't want to say death, but it's just more intimately, you know, you can feel yourself and your essence and like your mortality and like.
Absolutely.
There's something so sacred about that. I mean, when I think back on kind of the roughest parts of my detox, it's like there was something about it that was really peaceful, you know, at the same time where I was able to really meet myself and say, okay, this is me. Like,
right.
This is who I'm dealing with. And like, you know, this is pretty good. Like, I'm pretty good with like me, you know, and then you come out of it with something different than you had going mm-hmm. into it.
I kind of forgot, but you know, after you do a cleanse, the first thing you put into your body, it's amazing what you feel. The first solid food I ate after 10 days of not eating anything but liquids, I started off with a liquid meal with a smoothie. I took a banana, mm-hmm. an organic banana and an organic orange, and I blended the two in a blender and yeah. I drank it. And the orange for the vitamin C and the potassium and all the other minerals from the bananas. The two, just one orange and one banana, I felt like I was just electric all of a sudden. My whole body was vibrating.
Yeah. Wow.
I could feel the energy from the fruit that I had just eaten.
Yeah.
And I had never felt like that before when I ate fruit. You know, you eat food and you're like, okay, you just go on with your life and you don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And that's because you weren't really absorbing it properly because your gut is so toxic.
Yeah.
For most people that they're not absorbing the nutrition properly. So after doing the cleanse, when I put that in my body absorbed the what it needed right away and I could feel it. I mean, I literally felt like a full electric charge. Going through my body.
Wow, that's so cool.
It was pretty amazing. And so that's something I look forward to every time I do a cleanse.
Yeah.
Getting back to that level and feeling the energy when you eat food, like how great you actually feel from it.
Yeah, absolutely. How often do you do those?
Not enough. but I, you know, I try at least once a year, but, you know, I took medicinal herb course in college from a man named Levon Ohai, who was my professor at University of Hawaii, and he taught me how to live a better lifestyle and, you know, how to cleanse your body through herbs and through different plants, and he was the one that first started me on the cleansing journey.
Cool.
As part of the course, that was in the class, you actually had to do a 24-hour fast as part of his class.
Wow.
Reflect back on it and write an essay. And so that was my first experience with fasting, actually, was in college. And
cool.
The immediate effect I felt from that was really neat. And so since then, I've always wanted to continue that and continue the cleanses, but he said that you should be doing that just like you do a car, you know, as your grandfather being a mechanic.
Yep.
Most people change their oil in their car 3 to 4 times a year.
That's right.
So that's exactly what we should be doing to our bodies. We should at least 3 to 4 times a year be cleaning out your intestines, re-lubricating everything, you know, putting a new filter in, you know, starting all over. You're starting all over just like you would with a car. You know, you got to take all the old stuff out, put the new stuff in.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you describe it. You know, do an oil change every 3-4 months, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love a good automotive metaphor, I have to say. It's so true. I mean, we can't just, you know, drive and overdrive. 365 days a year, we have to take care of this physical unit, you know, that gets us around.
It was shocking to hear my professor, you know, in class the day he was talking about doing the cleanses and teaching everyone, he said he does it, you know, 3 to 4 times a year, sometimes more. And he asked everyone in the class, who's done a fast? Who's done this before? Not one person raised their hand.
Wow.
You know, and here I am in college. I was in, you know, my 20s at that point. I was 19 or 20. And just to think that I'd never done a cleanse.
Yeah.
In my entire life. And you should be doing it every 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
It was shocking to me.
So did he? Yeah. I mean, that is. Yeah. I mean, I guess it was probably not even that popular at that point either. I mean, now I think people are really doing these detoxes and cleanses a lot more readily.
Right.
But did he have anything that he suggested to do afterward? Like, so, you know, once you end it, like you say, like kind of just easing back in, like, because I know that that's something that doesn't.
That was his suggestion, is actually eating the banana and the orange afterwards. That was one of his recommendations, is the first thing to put back into your body to introduce.
Yeah.
And to slowly ease into eating again.
Yeah.
To the solid foods, because after being, you know, going that many days without solid food, if you were to just eat a steak right away.
Yeah.
Not that you actually physically probably couldn't, I didn't have the urge to eat any solid foods.
Yeah.
Right away. And I felt like I probably would have puked it out if I had eaten a piece of steak right away.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Or meat of any kind. So I started off with fruits and vegetables, ate salads for several days.
Yeah.
Introduced basically just a plant diet and salads. A lot of salad. And just ate a lot of raw foods.
Yeah.
For the first several days that I was introducing foods back into my body.
Mm.
And then gradually, as I got that craving of like, okay, now I'm kind of craving a burger or a piece of chicken or whatever, okay, I would go to that. But it definitely took me a good week or more before I felt like I was even ready for something like that.
That's interesting. Like, I actually find, for me, I mean, everybody's different, of course. Raw food is actually really, I don't know, I have to really be feeling good in terms of like how my gut is to, I try to minimize raw food just because, like, I try to give my body, you know, stuff that's very easy to digest, and like cooked stuff is already, you know, halfway
there. It's halfway digested, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, but I mean, of course I love raw food. Yeah, it's just interesting how much I think, you know, in general, like the way that medicine has structured, you know, what health is, has really kind of homogenized that we're all the same. We all need the same things. And, you know, we all get a prescription or whatever it may be, prognosis. But, you know, the reality is we are all very different. We have a different lineage, a different place that we came from that has shaped, you know, what our bodies need and who we are and how our bodies function. So it's interesting to hear all of that, because I just love looking at the differences in what people need and like what serves them. And even just at different points in life, it's like, I think there's all these trends nowadays of like what to do to be healthy and all these detoxes and stuff. And I think actually 3 times a year sounds like really good, you know, but I think doing too many detoxes, I've been hearing of people getting sick and stuff like that from, you know, just overdoing it. And I think it's a really healthy impulse to detox, but I do think it does, you know, it warrants some moderation and just care.
Absolutely.
You know, especially in recovering, because again, like with me, you know, there's the detox was one thing, but it's actually been even harder, like, to get good stuff back in. You know, it's like you can get the bad stuff out and then get something to sort of assist with removing the bad stuff, like vitamin C, for instance, is great. Chelate, like in oranges and blueberries. But, you know, it's like, then after that's happened, it's like, what are we doing to put good stuff back in, you know, and things like bone broth and value.
Need to rebalance, absolutely.
Yeah.
Bone broth is actually a great source. That's something my wife drank weekly throughout her process with chemotherapy and radiation. And
yeah,
it's a big help. I mean, she would go through chemotherapy treatments, and they test your blood when you're going through these treatments weekly. And so they can see what you're putting into your body because of your blood and
your
blood tests. And your white blood cells and your red blood cell counts go up and down, fluctuate depending on what you're doing to your body. The medicines obviously can make a big difference too. You know, they're making the white cell count come down because you're putting all these chemotherapy medicines into your body that are very acidic.
Yeah.
And trying to basically kill off every cell in your body.
Yeah.
At the same time, your body's trying to rebuild every cell in your body at the same time. So it's got to be kind of a confusing time for your body.
Physically,
But the bone broth, I felt like when the doctors told my wife that her counts were low, she would drink the bone broth and it would spike right back up to where they needed to be. So really good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I remember she and I were nerding out about bone broth, now that you say that.
she was, you know, she was juicing and still is juicing and drinking juice, fresh juices every day and still doing the bone broth. And,
I miss Kauai juices, I have to say. Kauai juices and what's the one that's so strong and magical? I can't think of it. Noni.
Noni.
Oh man,
yes.
I miss Noni.
Noni is one of the magical Hawaiian fruits out there, you know. It's a Hawaiian medicine.
Yeah. I was so lucky to have it while I was there. This has been awesome. Is there anything else that you want to cover, Leyland, before we wrap up? This has just been such a joy to have this conversation.
You know, not a whole lot. I really hope that people can, get excited about living water. And if there's something that they have questions about or feel like, you know, if you have questions or want to learn more, reach out to myself or Octavia and we'll share more with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is also something that can be a business opportunity for you. And if you're having income problems and something that you feel like you might be able to share with people and, you know, get out and make some extra money because you're having a hard time getting through, you know, paying your bills, this can offset some of those problems. You know, for me, I didn't get involved in this company for that. I got it to help save my wife's life, literally.
Yeah.
You know, but after a few months of drinking the water, I went, wow, this stuff's amazing. And I got to help people get it. And help other people get this in their lives. And so I looked at it as a business opportunity several months later and went, wow, you know, I could make some money on doing this. And maybe eventually quit my day job because I'm a bartender and, you know, I don't know if I want to bartend the rest of my life.
Yeah, of course.
You know, as much as I enjoy it, it's kind of a toxic environment when you think about it. I've, for the last year and a half, been hardly drinking. I think I've maybe had a handful of drinks, maybe, you know, 10 cocktails in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a complete lifestyle change drinking this water. And it's kind of awkward and hard being in a bar and having all that alcohol at your disposal and yet not wanting to drink any of it.
Yeah.
At the same time, it hasn't really been a challenge. Like, people trip out, they're like, "What? You don't drink?" And I'm like, "No, I drink occasionally, like for, you know, celebratory reasons or whatever, you know, but other than that, like, I try not to anymore." And I used to drink all the time, like almost nightly at work, you know, or after work, you know, so I'd get home and drink to go to bed. And, you know, now I don't. So it's a complete lifestyle change.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I hear you about wanting just to share it. It's like, you know, it's taken me so long to get to this point, and to find it feels like such a huge victory, you know, that it's like, I have that really similar, like, feeling that you're describing of just wanting other people to have, like, just to try it and have this experience and see what it does, like, if it's, you know, something that is gonna just benefit them and make them feel
it better. Not only benefits the person that's drinking it, but it benefits the environment, the world.
Yeah, that's right.
You look at how much pollution's going into the world. You know, the average person's throwing away anywhere from, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 plastic bottles a year into the ocean.
Yeah.
Maybe not intentionally, but that's where majority of them are going.
And, yeah.
You know, I was guilty of that too. I would totally go to Costco and buy cases and cases of bottled water.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm happy to say the last year and a half, I haven't bought a bottle of water from anywhere. I refuse.
Yeah. I know, same.
Yeah. You know, it's wild. You know, this is what I drink now out of my glass bottle that I refill every morning with my machine. And I feel like just that alone, I'm helping save the planet by not polluting. And you know, I pollute in other ways, but, you know, as much as we can to eliminate pollution, it's awesome. So, you know, if there's someone out there that wants to, you know, help contribute to saving the world and not polluting, this is for you. You know, you might not think so, but this is for you.
The other total paradigm shift that's happened with me with this is understanding, because there's with the K8 machine that you have and that I have, basically understanding that harsh chemicals aren't necessary for cleaning, that's just been created by manufacturers.
Right.
So, like, I had COVID not long ago because I moved overseas and was on a plane, and it just was inevitable. And I bounced back.
The scary thing about travel nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. Travel historically has been associated with illness since the beginning of time.
Captain Cook came to Hawaii and brought a whole bunch of illnesses here.
Yeah.
And maybe even got exposed to illnesses that he wasn't exposed to until he got here, you know? So
yeah, that's right.
Goes both ways. Yeah.
It does. But I ended up using 11.5 water. I was like sniffing it to try to clean out my sinuses.
Okay.
Because I was reading, you know, there's all these different uses that are available with this water, right?
Absolutely. Hundreds of uses.
Yeah. And then I noticed that, like, the shower drain was a little bit clogged, and I was like, I wonder, let me look. And I was like, oh yeah, this will unclog the shower drain too. But it's so interesting to make that connection between, like, oh, I can actually use this as, like, saline to, like, sniff, to, like, clear it, like, it'll unclog everything. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's a degreaser. So it degreased your nasal passage, basically. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And same with, you know, the drain. And it's like thinking about things like Drano and chemicals that are, like, the most harsh. Same with bleach and with the 2.5. It's like, you know, one of the most kind of aha moments I remember coming over to your house and you were refilling water for me, and you were like, yeah, I don't have any chemicals underneath my sink anymore. And you showed me, and I just thought, wow, like, I want that to look, I want underneath my sink to be like that. Like, I want to have right. no chemicals. So that has been an amazing part of it as well for me.
Absolutely. I feel like that's probably one of the, you know, one of the cooler things about this water too, is that, you know, I didn't know you could do so many things with water. I just thought water is water, you drink it and that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, different pH levels of water have different uses. So the 2.5 water is hypochlorous acid, which is very similar to bleach. Mm-hmm. And it will literally sanitize just like bleach. So 99.99% of all bacteria are killed off when you spray 2.5 water on your hands or on any other surface. Mm-hmm. Just like alcohol or bleach.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people during COVID actually got involved with this company and got a machine, because so many people were freaking out about sanitizer. Mm. And there was such a global shortage of sanitizer out there.
That's right. Yeah.
That a lot of people were getting this just for that reason.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
And, yeah, that makes sense.
If I had known about that during COVID, I probably would have jumped on board for that too. Because I mean, I bought hundreds of dollars worth of sanitizers.
Yeah.
And putting alcohol sanitizer into your system isn't good for you.
No.
You're absorbing rubbing alcohol. And that's not good for you either. So yeah, it's amazing all the different uses. I use the 6.0 beauty water for my face, for my hair.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're doing that yet, but I literally bathe in it every day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I use it for gardening. Yeah. I don't use conditioner anymore. I literally rinse my hair with it, and my hair feels great. I've been over a year without it.
Yeah.
You know, I had major dandruff before. It was probably because of all the chlorine in the water.
Oh,
the chlorine's drying your scalp.
And, yeah.
You know, it's just, that's a big difference that I can feel and don't feel like I have that psoriasis kind of itchy feel in my hair anymore,
And, totally.
Like I said, I use the beauty water for my garden. I put it on my plants, being that it's about the same exact pH as rain.
Yeah.
It's great for your plants.
Oh, the plants love
it. Great for your skin.
Yeah.
The different uses of the water are very, very cool. And that's something that we can always go over and break down more if people have questions about that.
Yeah, for sure. Any questions, like, feel free to reach out to either one of us. I know that we're both similarly passionate about this water and all the ways that it's touched our lives and the people around us that we care about and their lives. So, thank you so much, Leyland. I have a feeling we might do this again in the future.
Sure, yeah.
I'm totally open
definitely
to
be
it.
Down to do it again.
Yeah, cool. And thank you all for tuning in with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we wrap up?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure there is, but nothing's coming to mind right at the moment. But,
cool.
You know, why don't I share my wife real quick?
Yeah, please. I would love that.
Just let everyone see her real quick. And
absolutely.
She's gone from having a full head of hair to being completely bald, going through the whole chemotherapy and radiation process. And it's been about a year and a half now. Her hair is growing back. And it's a couple, 2-3 inches long now. And she's beautiful as ever. And let me let her jump on here real quick so we can see her real quick. Thank you so much, Octavia.
Yeah.
I look forward to doing this again sometime soon.
Yeah, sounds great. Anytime.
Here's Malia, just a second. Hello, you guys.
Okay, perfect. Aloha. Yay,
hi.
Malia. Hi. So good to see you. Welcome. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. What a nice surprise. I'm sure you just heard us talking about, you know, your adventures with the water and mine and how our paths cross. It's been just such a blessing.
Yeah, the water definitely helps everyone.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I just really appreciate you guys being so willing to share your story. It's kind of given me permission to feel like I could share mine. So thanks so much for that and for all of your generosity with the water.
Well, thank you. I'm glad my husband, I'm glad Layla could share the stories and stuff. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm still drinking the water. I'm almost done with my treatment. So, fantastic. You know, I try to, and like how Layla was saying, we have 1 week left, 7 more
really?
Days, I'm done.
Congratulations.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome.
So, but yeah, this water, I think, has definitely, like, I'm ready to, like, just cleanse my body and get all these toxins out. And
yeah,
you know, and I, you know, I heard Layla talking about all the different types of the water and all the different uses. And, you
yeah.
know, he was talking about the 2.5 one, and I was using that when I was doing radiation. It actually helped with my radiation burns.
Wow.
You
That's
know, because they were giving, like, you know, they were giving me creams and stuff, and it was just way too moist, and it was almost like infecting me more of
yeah.
my scars. And I just sprayed, literally, I just sprayed the 2.5 water, and it just,
yep.
and my body healed. Like in two
wow.
days, like 2 to 3 days, all the moisture left and it healed, you know. And
that's
and then
incredible.
Yeah, I spray the beauty water for my hair, try to get my eyebrows
yeah.
back, my eyelashes back. And
you look like
you know.
A movie star, to be honest. Like you look like a movie star. You look amazing, Malia.
I feel like an X-Man with my gray hair right now, but
you know what? I've been hoping that I'll go gray. Honestly, I've been like wishing to go gray for years. So I have to say, I'm a little bit envious of like your salt and pepper situation.
Well, I just try to embrace the new healthy, you know, I don't really want to dye my hair, you know, we're just
yeah.
trying to get all the chemicals. And, you know, like I said, like this whole, it's a whole lifestyle change, and it starts with our water. And, you know, I, like Layla was saying, like, I don't even drink anymore. And I used to like come home from school. I'm like, okay, I need a cocktail. It's
sure.
a wine. And now
yeah.
I'm like, I tell my students, hey, I need to drink this gallon of water like today. Like you guys tell me. So I have like, Miss Swenson, drink your water every hour.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, you know, but yeah, I've, you know, got away from the alcohol and just trying to do better. And like, I don't drink coffee anymore.
Really?
You know, I used to drink, oh yeah, I used to drink
oh.
coffee. I'm talking about acidic state. I used to drink coffee with like, I was thinking, gosh, I had coffee with a bunch of creamers all the time,
yep.
every
yep.
morning. And I would just drink coffee all day long. I wouldn't just have like,
yeah.
you know, I drink it like, you know, slowly throughout the whole day, right? You're busy, you
yeah.
know? You know, as being
yeah.
a teacher with me, you know, we're drinking coffee so slowly. And so now, you know, and then I barely come home and I'm having a cocktail and I barely drink water. I was never a water drinker. And now I'm
yeah.
literally drinking, you know, half a gallon a day or a gallon a day, especially when I was doing chemo, I would definitely do a gallon a day. I would do a gallon before my chemo and before radiation or anything like that. And then a gallon after my chemo and just
yeah.
try to get it all out. I mean, I had rarely no side effects.
Wow.
You know?
That's
yeah.
incredible.
So I wasn't fatigued. I felt fatigued. I didn't, you know, I wasn't sick, nausea. I didn't have anything like that. And I really think it was because of the water and because it just
yeah.
kind of helped get the toxins out and help get, you know, once it kind of worked, get all that stuff out of you. So it wasn't
yeah,
just sitting in
right.
your system. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible, Malia. I'm so glad that you were able to find it when you did.
Well, it's like how Layla was saying, you know, when you get diagnosed with something, you know, and it's like your life's on the line. You're going to
yeah.
do whatever you want. You know what I mean? You're going to do like,
yeah.
you don't care about the cost. You know what I mean? You're going to be
that's
like,
right.
hook me up with water. Lady was like, babe, we need to get this machine. I'm like, do it now. I don't care. We got the money. Take it out
yeah,
of the city.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I was like, I wasn't going like, oh, geez. You know,
yeah.
my life or, you know, some money. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, my life.
Right.
I could care less, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I wish we could have done it earlier. And I even knew about the water before too. And I mean, when I first came to my school in Hanalei, I had a student who was like trying to hook me up with this water machine. And I'm like, okay, yeah, just another gimmick kind of thing. And I wouldn't even think
yeah.
about that. And here
that's
I am
great.
Later having the same machine. And you know, it's not like we're not living with regrets, but now we're just like, we're clean. Our body's clean.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in recovery. I'm you know, NED or whatever. I'm a survivor right now, so I'm good. You know, I'm just taking this medication to kind of take up any residuals, cancer, or anything like that. But
yeah,
other than that, the doctor said I'm good. So I'm just, you know, trying to get the toxins out and keeping out of it. So
it's been amazing to see you, like, at the school, you know, working together and seeing you there teaching and running around and, like, just in full power, like, through this process has been amazing to witness. And I think that you inspire everyone around you in that way. I mean, I don't want to speak for other people, but for me anyway, like, I'm just amazed by what you've been able to do, knowing what you've been going through. It's just been incredible to witness.
And thanks. Well, you know, sometimes strong, when the only way to, you know, when you have no other choice, you have to be strong. You know,
that's right. Kind of
like, imagine how strong you are when you really have no other choice to be. So I had to do it. I couldn't, you know, my kids, my students were very supportive.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I was bald, I had a wig on all year. And then I had to take off my wig after Christmas, and they were supportive, so cool, seeing my hair.
It was amazing. Yeah, seeing that transition, I was like, oh my God, she looks amazing. Because I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just, again, just spraying the water and just trying to, you know, praying and just trying to be positive and just keeping a positive outlook on everything, you know, that really helps. So,
absolutely. Well, thanks again for jumping on, Malia, and sharing your story. I'm sure that it's just touching everyone who's listening. I'm sure we'll get so much out of this. Is Layla there? Is he going to
say? Yeah, he's right here. Let me just put him on his. Yeah, he's got here. Thank you so much, Octavia. Appreciate you.
Oh, it's always so good to see you.
Mwah. Good to see you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Octavia, I just wanted to add one last thing.
Sure.
I did think about, I just, in case anybody did want to reach out to you or myself, I wasn't sure if anyone would know how. Anyway, if you want to change your water and change your life, Enagic's the company that I work for and that you work for. Change your water, change your life. This is the back.
Yeah, I will be sure to include this.
I don't know if you can read that, but.
No, it's great. I love taking screenshots of videos when people put things up like this, personally. But
that's a good way to get a hold of myself, or go ahead and get a hold of Octavia.
Yeah, I'll be sure to put our information in the show notes so that there's links and contacts for sure. Awesome. And we can find you. Where can we find you on socials? Are you, you've got your Instagram?
Yep, on Instagram at Laylin _Swenson.
Perfect.
It's right there on the card, right at the bottom.
Okay,
there.
Great. So you can find Laylin on Instagram. I'm on there as well. And like I said, we'll be including more contact details in the show notes. So anyway, I think that will do for today. And again, I can imagine this happening again. Thank you guys so much.
Look forward to doing this again with you, Octavia. And I hope you're having a good time there in Australia.
I am. Thanks so much. All right. You guys take care.
You too. Have a great day.
All right. Aloha.
Right on. Aloha.